How would you assess your performance, your stamina, and overall how you
performed? I feel like we came over here with a game plan. We just didn't execute it as well as we thought we would. Like I said, it's still a blessing to come over here to get it done, to get what was needed. Next question.
So when did you think the turning point was for
you? What was the turning point? I feel like the turning point was when she was saying something, go deeper. I didn't bring enough dick with me, but next time I would know to bring enough dick with me.
Hey yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy Young Dolomite from the Too Much Game Podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocash. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast. Keep up the excellent work. Take it away.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Grind Time Rap Gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you beefing podcasters, all you podcasters that's out here for clout, making lives and only 12 motherfuckers is watching, all you motherfuckers that's out here thinking your podcast better than the next man podcast, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like I always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all. We also have a voicemail we can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content and get shout out on the show, like our latest Patreon, who is nobody. We didn't have a Patreon this week, which is okay, because we've been rolling in the Patreons the last couple of weeks, so we had a little break this week. I understand, you know, the 15th is coming up. I get it. Some of y'all probably ain't got paid, but you know, all it is a dollar. Support the team, support the dream. If option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D, and that is to retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in said story, so we can shout you out like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like 12 Kyle, like Eclectic, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Corey Dos Equis, like Smash, like Uncle Dolomite. You know, everybody just showing love, and we appreciate that because sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I had a bum, walk up to me in Publix. I don't know. People are getting quite aggressive these days. I don't understand why you feel like there's a need for you to be walking up to people. But I felt sorry for him. He looked a little dusty, but he was a black man. And in these times, I try not to let the brothers down. But he started out a little too high. Like, he asked for $5. And I was just like, I'll see what I have once, I make sure I purchase my things. So I'll catch you outside. So he was there, obviously, when I came out the doors of the grocery store. And so, of course, I handed him, a little couple of dollars. And so I didn't give him five, but I did manage to get four together for him. And he said to me, well, sister, do you mind if I get your number? I do mind, but no thank you. I want to be able to take you out when I get back on my feet. Nigga. Now, what kind of on your feet is it that you going to be on in any time frame that I'm going to ever think that I want to talk to you? Nigga, you got to be on your damn tippy toes.
That's it. That man said, look.
The fuck you going to be back on your feet? You going to be on your feet, your ankles.
He said, look at his eyes. All that,
sir. You are standing outside of Publix.
He said, hey, but I could be.
In a panoramic. He said, in a whole pandemic.
He said, but look, give me a chance. Shoot or shoot. Shoot or shoot. How he going to know? You might be the kind. He looked at you like, I'm just a fixer-upper, baby.
Have a whole husband, sir.
You ever seen them shows on the home HGTV? Fix this house.
And a lot of them need to be gutted out. And all they good for is the frame.
Fix this man. He said, fix this man.
All it is a good frame.
He's saying you walk up, you're like, yes, she could do something with me. You might be a hard worker, whatever. All that. Mm-mm. He was just trying.
He didn't offer no services.
So, none. Let me ask you a question. How does that make you feel when somebody in those situations holler at you? You like, is this the kind of juice I'm putting off? Don't that make you feel like that sometimes?
It don't, because I'm everybody's fantasy. So, if a nigga see me, he can't help what his shit look like right now. He know that this shit here is what it is, what you need to be in your life. So, I can't be mad at him for that, because I done had doctors, lawyers, and everybody else to try to holler. So, why a nigga trying to holler at me who needed $4? Like, that shouldn't make me feel bad.
It would make me feel bad if a homeless woman came up to me and said, hey, handsome. And I'm like, look, homeless lady, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, I'd be mad as hell.
I ain't mad.
Like that day when that old lady tried to holler at me, and she's like, is anyone sitting there? And I was like, lady, if you don't get the fuck on.
And she wasn't dirty.
I don't give a damn. She looked like she worked in the office for about 25 years.
Okay, well, she might have thought that you needed some of that good money she had. All she wanted is a warm person next to her.
All I wanted was eat my food in peace.
She was tired of them cats at the house.
I wanted to eat my food in peace, not be bothered.
She said she wanted to see you, that big black stallion, see what you was working with.
Watch a video. If that's all you see, go watch a video if you into that kind of thing.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You don't know what kind of vibes you was putting off that had the white lady trying to holler at you, old white woman trying to holler at you.
That's
the juice that you was putting out.
And that's why I was disappointed. At least I ain't no homeless people hollering at me. Nigga asked me for $4. Damn, my phone number. Nigga, you better pick one. You either want this $4 or you want this phone number. You want the $4 or the 7 digits, nigga. You're getting one or the other. You're not getting both. You can't get both. So, yeah, man. People, be careful down there. Watch out for the homeless people. It's getting cold. It depends on where you live at. And it's a lot of homeless men that's looking for somewhere to live. You know what I'm saying? So be careful. Watch out for those guys. Well, we'll go ahead and jump into it, the Coach Germ update. Well, y'all know what it is, man. Another week in the books. Tom Brown, the Pee Wee team, we faced off against one of the Levy 2 Vikings or some shit they call themselves. And listen, man, it wasn't no motherfucking competition. We went out there, we kicked their fucking ass 26-0. Another donut on the board for the TBPs. I was proud of my guys. We played tough. The other team, we outmatched them. I was looking ahead to this week's game. This is the game that really matters, because this is the game we played. We're playing the main team, the Levy, whatever, the big team. They ain't lost in 3-4 years. So we want to be that team to give them that L. We really want to be that team to give them the L. And I think we can do it, because the first game, like I said, we only had 4 practices. But we was hanging tight with them. It was only 6-0 at halftime. They wore us down at the end. But that ain't going to happen this time. I really don't believe that. I'm not saying they ain't got better, but we got a whole lot better. The defense is better, and I got the best quarterback. So,
if he show up,
I mean, he was sick today, but hopefully he'll be feeling better. You know what I'm saying, by Saturday, because practice today I had like two of my main key guys wasn't there, so it was. I mean, we couldn't really get too much done because what kind of offense can we run without the main guys? So, you know, we was just working, getting, you know, doing tackling, blocking, you know, worked on a couple plays. But I was at quarterback today trying to help him out, you know, to get everything going. And, you know, I really had to tell the kids to focus. And I told them, don't be like the intermediate team. The intermediate team, they lost again. They 0-3, and they only scored one touchdown this year. Three games, one touchdown. I'm going to say that again for the people. Three games, one touchdown. I asked them today, is any of y'all good at math? A couple of them raised their hand. I said, what's 7 divided by 3? One of them was like 2 point something. I said, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's how many points y'all average a game, 2 points a game. I said, you can't beat nobody in football scoring 2 points a game. I said, in the offense, it's the offensive problem because they don't play with any pride, any heart. Just like today at practice, I might have had about 10 kids missing from practice today. At least. Maybe not 10. Maybe about 8. The quarterback ain't come. Wide receiver ain't come. Whole lot of people ain't show up to practice today. And I knew that was going to happen because parents are fickle. Once they start losing, they stop showing up. They're going to find something. Oh, you ain't got to go out there today. Or they don't care no more. They won't come to practice all week, but they'll show up on Saturday. I mean, it's bad. Because, you know, like I said, that's why you can't – it's hard to start losing and think you're going to hold everybody in there. Because let me ask you a question, Queen Jern. You a parent. Your kid on the football team, they 0-3. Are you going to think it's any rush to go to practice and you see them they out there getting their ass kicked every week?
I do. Because I'm not a quitter. I mean, I don't quit on people.
I got that. That's
so
good.
For
I'm
me,
glad.
I don't teach my kids that just because we not winning is no purpose in me going. Like, we had a rough couple of years when we was in middle school football. And, I mean, even then, our son wasn't even hardly playing. So, it's like, I had even more of a reason. Like, y'all ain't winning and he ain't playing. What the fuck are we doing out here? You wasting my gas, my time, and everything else. I got your sister over here. We can come on home. Everybody can come home together.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, I just feel like if you commit to something, you ought to be committed to it, whether it's working well or it's not. And then, hopefully, it will one day work well or how you envisioned it to work. But a lot of people, they do. They lose interest because they used to win in or whatever. They go from, you know, one team to another team, and they want to be with the winning team. They don't even give a damn about how many teams they shop their kids around with. Mm-hmm. They just want to be on the winning team. So some people, I mean, I understand the logic. I understand the feeling. But as far as my sentiments to being on a team, I'm down for the call. So if we in it, we in it. If we out, we out.
Exactly.
We be in it or out together.
And today at practice, it was just the attitude that they had. Like, they were just so playful today. And it was just the intermediates. It was the big boys. And I was just like, y'all 0-3. Y'all should be hungry. Y'all should be getting tired of getting beat. Want to put some points on the board. Get a win. But I just don't understand. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't know. But, you know, we got to figure something out. You know, my coach was like, you know, maybe he was just going to show them that he didn't care. Maybe they'll figure it out. And I'm like, can't do that. They're kids. Kids don't give a shit about nothing. If you show you don't care, they're just going to play. And, like, today I was just like Mr. No Nonsense. Like, everybody talking, playing. I'm making them run. You don't want to run, I'm making everybody run. You know what I'm saying? I was out there. Then I realized, like, why am I going so hard? You know what I'm saying? Why am I punishing my boys? Because your boys don't want to do it. But then, you know, it was a team thing. But, like I said, hopefully we get it together this week. And, you know, both of us get some wins. I know I want my team to win so bad. Because that would feel so good to me Saturday if we get that dub. I will be
on. You sound like a typical coach.
No, but I would, this one would be way more important than all the rest of them. Because I really want to beat them. Because, like I said, they be on Facebook capping so much. Like, they the greatest thing since sliced earth. Sliced bread.
Earth.
Yeah, earth ain't sliced. But since sliced bread. Like, they the greatest thing on earth since sliced bread or whatever I was trying to say there.
I
got to outcoach this guy. Because he really think he the shit. And I got to show him, it ain't you, bro. It's the nigga that went up to the big level. that was the coach that won all them games. You ain't win all them games. You was assistant on the team that was winning all them games. But under your tutelage, they ain't face nobody like me. They ain't stared down the sideline against me yet, except for that first game. So he did beat me that first game. I give him that. But this game here, nigga, you better bring your shit, dog. That's all I'm going to say. Because as long as we got my boys, we going to be ready. I already got people who ain't going to be at the game Saturday, coach. So today at practice, I was putting him with the scout team because you're not going to be there. I need to have somebody that's going to be in your spot so they know what to do. I can't have you in your normal spot if you're not going to be there Saturday. And then that day at practice, I guess he felt like, well, and he wanted to play around today at practice. So I made his ass run and bear crawl and all that shit until I tell you to stop, until I get tired. That's what I told him. I want you to run until I get tired. Then he going to come to me, coach, can I stop? Did I tell you to stop? Get back over there. And he looking over his dad. I had to tell them kids today, I said, your daddy and mama is not out here. Quit looking over at your mom and daddy when we got here. I said, that means you ain't focused. I need you focused. So that was the key word of the day, typical, focus.
Typical coach.
Yes. We want to get the most out of our players. We only got, this is it. We got two more games after this. So we got two more weeks of practice after this. Then it's over.
Thank God.
Then it's over. Well, actually, no, because we got a bye week on the 30th. So we got three more weeks of practice. I might just give them that whole week off. Since we ain't gonna have no game that week, what's the point of coming to practice? Like, what's the point? Coming to practice the next week. I'm saying we ain't got no game this week, no practice. We'll pick it back up next week. So, yeah. So, that's all for the Coach Germ update, man. Hopefully, we come back next week with even better news. Well, I got to know, Queen Germ. If you had 12 Kyle and eclectic money, did you hear about this house? The most expensive house in America.
Did somebody foreclose on
it? It foreclosed already because they didn't have 12 Kyle and eclectic money. If they had 12 Kyle and eclectic money, their house would never foreclose. But the most expensive home in America defaults on $165 million in debt and is headed for sale. First of all, 12 Kyle eclectic. The house is for sale. Y'all can go ahead and get it. It's for sale now. Go ahead and grab it. But let me give y'all a couple bullet points about this house. It's a Los Angeles mega mansion. Once expected to list for $500 million, has gone into receivership after the owner defaulted on more than $165 million in loans and debt, according to court filings. The 105,000-square-foot Bel Air estate, known as The One, was placed into receivership and expected to be relisted at a lower price. The receivership marks a stunning reversal for The One and its flashy developer, now Niami, who often touted the property as his life mission. Sir, this a big-ass fucking house. This motherfucker looked like a goddamn neighborhood. So they said the house was $500 million, 105,000 square foot. Let's say it sits on 8 acres on a hilltop overlooking L.A. It has 9 bedrooms, multiple kitchens, a nightclub, a 4-lane bowling alley, a salon, a gym, a 50-seat theater, a running track, and an underground garage for 50 cars with two auto turntables. Its 7 water features includes multiple pools, a jacuzzi, a moat that surrounds the house because, you need a moat. Because, in case invaders ever come, they got to go through the water and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? The master bedroom suite is 4,000 square feet. I'm going to say that again. The master bedroom suite is 4,000 square feet. That's bigger than some of y'all niggas' houses.
Yeah. Some of y'all niggas.
Every door in the house is electric, along with all the toilets. They said the developer had planned a jellyfish room and an ice bar, but both proved too costly. Sir, come on. Well, why stop? The house is already 500 fucking million. What you mean too costly to have a jellyfish room? He said, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money. They want something no one else can have. This is it. Yeah, apparently you can have it, but
you can't have it either if the people done took it all back.
In debt, it costs a lot of money to run this house. It has to.
But why would you even want to live there if you cannot manage it?
This nigga done took out so many loans on this fucking house.
He took out in there. That means you didn't need to be in there.
He took over $115 million loans on the property. He also has loans. Somebody loaned him $36 million. Some other real estate. Two other entities have provided loans of $7 million each.
I mean, but what does he do for a living that you thought that you was going to be able to pay them people back?
It also has $1 million in unpaid taxes and debts from concrete, air conditioning, and tool companies. So basically, this house so fucking big, you need to have somebody that's just going to fix it up all the time. 24-hour service. It's like a... This is ridiculous.
He should have been renting some damn rooms out there, motherfucker.
He should have been. It's only 9 bedrooms. The shit, you would you?
But that don't make no sense.
How you got a house this fucking big with 9 bedrooms?
You ain't building up right.
Why you got a 50-seat theater, and you only got 9 bedrooms?
Foolish.
You need to have like 50 bedrooms.
Exactly, because you entertaining motherfuckers who can't stay there.
This shit is ridiculous. So if you had 12 Cali collecting money, would you buy this house?
No.
It's too much house, right?
It's too much house. I mean, like, at best, I would want something that had probably like 8 bedrooms so that when people visit, I ain't got to put my kids out their room and stuff like that. But, you know, have enough space for a couple of guests to come over. But, I mean, I don't need all that. If you got that kind of money, you just need to buy a few houses. I wouldn't want no damn one huge house. Buy a house in your favorite cities.
That bitch got a moat around that motherfucker. Like, it's a castle. Like a bitch going like, what army is charging up to your house? Yes. Do they got the drawbridge to come down over the motherfucker is what I'm wondering? Because, I mean, that is fucking crazy.
But so, clearly, that wasn't for him either. Cause
yeah, so this house is not the one. It's the one you don't want. It's the one that is going to cost you a hell of a lot of money.
It's the one that nobody can afford.
I mean, like I said, this shit is crazy.
I don't even know why, as a person, like, does he have kids? Is he married? Like, what do you hope to gain by having this house? This is your mission, your life mission, for you to get it and lose it?
So listen, the house is not even, no one lives in the house. It's not even completed yet.
So it's a toy.
Because he said what he would love to see is the house get completed, the certificate of occupancy is awarded, and we have an orderly sale that maximizes the value.
So that means that he was hoping to get this money and pay everybody back, but he done foreclosed or defaulted on the loans before he could get it up and running to get the money to pay all of his debts.
Yeah, he's been marketing this house for years, but nobody wants the one. You know what I'm saying? So it's already in the hole so much that he's just trying to get out the hole from the sale, man.
So somebody else can come and buy it for $200 million.
Yeah. And then they're going to tear that shit the fuck down. They're going to build like 9 different houses on this property and make way more money. Because this shit right here is a waste of fucking money. So if I had 12 county collecting money, I wouldn't buy this house either. I'm sorry.
I mean, I wouldn't want no parts of it.
None at all.
If I had that kind of money, I wouldn't want no house that nobody else done been playing with.
Mm. Speaking of playing with, Queen Germ, got to ask you. How many times you getting called? How many times are you letting your employer call you nigga?
None.
Even if it was a chance that you could get awarded $130 million for your employer calling you nigga?
I mean, I think I can get $130 million just because of the fact that I got the person to call me nigga on tape or whatever. I can sue the company and get that kind of money. So why would I let them do it more than one time?
Because I want to know. Because this employer... Tesla had an employee that was like an elevator worker or something, and they endured people calling them nigger and shit, and they just got awarded $130 million. Now, the gimmick was they signed some kind of paper, but this person that got the 130 didn't sign it. So the other person that signed it, they only got maybe $1 million. But the person that didn't sign it, they got $130 million. And I want
to
know. They went to court. You know, Tesla paid the money. Listen, you call me nigga every day for about a year.
Don't say that.
If I know I'm getting $130 million, you can say nigga. My name would be nigga if I knew.
You can't be like that. It's not that serious.
100.
They call you nigga one time and you report their ass, you still going to get $130 million. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to
would take a year of the abuse for $130 million. Okay. Well, I've been called nigga for free my whole life. So if a nigga gonna give me $130 million for them calling
just
me
to
nigga,
call you nigga,
you can change my name to nigga. You can be like, hey, go see nigga over there. That nigga take you over there. Hey, nigga, that's cool. Cause
that's
I
sick and sad.
I'm not. It's not sick and sad. It's just like it's just life.
It is.
Life.
You gonna let somebody get their rocks off just cause they paid you enough money?
Look, long as you put your hands on me, you can talk all this shit. If I know I see $130 million windfall coming down the road, I will be okay with that. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want
to
feel.
I was married to a different type
of nigga. You are married to a different type of nigga. A nigga that's thinking the long term. I'm not going to get mad. Oh, I'm going to quit. Nigga called me a nigga today at work. I'm quitting. No, the fuck you ain't. You take your ass back there for another day of abuse. You getting abused for 40 hours a week. Or how many hours they schedule you to work. Because,
so
sir,
sad.
We getting this money.
I mean, now we in an era where people are cutting checks. Which, that's the thing. That's the reason why I feel like, I don't know. This money ain't money no more. Because, like, where all the fuck these millions and millions of dollars is coming from when y'all holler about it ain't no money out there? So, to me, if you got money to call people niggas, you got money to beat up on people, turn, kill people in the streets, and all kind of shit, you got money to do some better things than what you're doing.
America ain't broke. Don't believe the hype, okay? Don't believe the hype. We're not broke in America. Mm-mm, not at all. It's money changing hands every day around this motherfucker. So, the money not gone. That's all a facade. I mean, you might go to your favorite restaurant and see that they closed because they ain't got no help and all that shit. But motherfuckers still coming in that line, ain't it? They ain't shut down because businesses ain't there. They shut down because there ain't no workers there. The demand for the Big Mac is still there. Might not be nobody to make that motherfucking Big Mac, but there's still a line of niggas out there that want a Big Mac. That's why I'm telling you, the money's there. Don't be fooled by this bullshit, recession, the economy, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear that shit. Niggas out here getting money. It's people out here still buying $1,000 Gucci purses and $1,000 shoes and $400 headphones. And
$40 pussy.
Yeah, $40 pussy. Money is changing hands. So don't believe that shit. Don't. And if your job is calling you a nigga, write that shit down. Because you could be the next person getting $130 million. I mean, everybody don't work for Tesla. But yeah. So, find out the information. Do you still want a Tesla car?
I never did.
I heard it takes 6 to 12 months for you to get your Tesla. Because they build your shit. Unless,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
unless
cute.
You, I don't know if you could just, I don't see too many Tesla dealerships. They might be in bigger cities. I don't live in a city big enough to have a Tesla dealership.
And they won't have one no time soon.
So, you know, but yeah, so take it. I couldn't wait 6 months to a year for a car. That's
a
long ass goddamn time.
Then you don't have to worry about that one in particular. You can design it how you want and make sure everything is what you want it to be. And then when you do finally get it, your shit, you beat up, forgot you ordered it.
Hell yeah. You be mad at a motherfucker. Motherfucker be, oh, we delivering. What you delivering? Your car. Car. Oh, damn, I did order a motherfucker car.
Yeah.
I was wondering why my account was $80,000 short.
Then you be done change your mind about the shit by the time it get there.
So if you had 12 Cali collecting money, would you buy a Tesla?
No. I mean, especially not if the people racist. I never wanted the shit.
You shop at a lot of racist places.
Yeah, but I don't know it. The people
you do know it.
No.
You wear Nikes?
No.
Racist. Shop at Walmart? Racist. Need I go on?
Racist.
Exactly.
So it's no avoiding it.
No avoiding it.
But I didn't like a Tesla. So that's a question you need to ask yourself. Do you still want a Tesla?
Of course. I don't care about racism and stuff like that. That stuff don't bother me. I know, I pretty much know that who is racist and who's not. I still choose to do business with them.
Okay.
You know, the money is green. Money be green, as D'Angelo said. Money be green.
I guess.
Ain't nobody racist toward that green dollar. Everybody love that. But you know. It's that time, y'all. It's top 10 time. This week, we switched it up a little bit. It's not the top 10 cities. Found another top 10 list. Found this one on Twitter. Might be interesting. It's the top 10 hardest women to fuck or to sleep with if you want to, you know, keep it a gully. And I'm going to start from number 10. Number 10, women with 3 kids and tax money. Now, you can't tell no woman with tax money nothing. She might have fell for your shit before the taxes came. But once that tax money dropped, oh, you can't say nothing to her. She done got brand new on your ass. She going out to eat. She ain't cooking none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? 3 kids. And, woo, you can't tell her nothing. So it's hard to get that one. You better wait till that money dry up if you want that one. Number 9. Any woman named Rachel. Hard. I've never had sex with a Rachel. Never had any appeal with no Rachels. Rachel sound like a white girl name. Don't know too many black Rachels, so. Yeah. Number 8.
And that was your girl, Rachel Dolezal?
She white, though. Sevens.
That's not what she identifies.
Sevens are hard to have sex with because they're not quite tens, but they ain't trash either. You know what I'm saying? So they know they look good. They know they ain't just fine as the, you know, the tens and the nines and the eights, But they know they're better than the 6'5", 4s and the 3s. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no 2s and 1s out there. That's not possible for a woman to be a 2 or a 1. It's impossible. Sorry. Because 2s and 1s get hit too. Don't forget that, guys. So,
everybody getting smashed.
7s are hard to smash. Number 7, fake woke but Christian. Those are like your hotep women. You know, the women that's well-versed. You know what I'm saying? They act like they on to it and they go to church and stuff. You ain't beating them up. Because Saturday night, they taking it in early because they got to be to church on Sunday and all that good stuff. You know, so watch
they
out for the.
It's hard because they ain't putting on no deodorant and washing with the right soap. You might not want to fall up in none of that, but that's just me.
Yeah. Number 6, women with one baby daddy. See, they be stuck on that one nigga. So it's hard. It's hard to get by them. They love that one man, you know, that's that man.
That wrong with
they still see visions of them getting back together, you know, all that stuff. You know, so they love that one baby daddy. Yeah. He
I
might
got all
have
my
multiple.
Kids by him.
Yeah, he exactly. They want kids by all the same daddy. Even if we ain't together, I still want kids by him. So it's hard to bash them. Number 5, women that drive Toyotas. Not the Corollas, but we talk about the other Toyotas. The Camrys, the Sequoias, you know, the Avalons, you know, stuff like that. Corolla pussy. Easy.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Sound like you had some.
No, I'm just speaking on, you know, from my research. Mm. But the other, especially if they got a title. If they drive a Toyota and they like a executive assistant or assistant something, you're not smashing them. Mm-mm. Number 4, women with good fathers. Now, that is important because they don't fall for the bullshit. They don't fall for none of y'all fellas' stupid ass shit. They know what love is. They don't just you can't just tell them anything. So you ain't just gonna fall up in their bedrooms.
You don't think so?
Nah. Number 3, talented strippers. Now, you can bust down the little regular stripper, you know, one that's struggling to make her goddamn tip out and everything like that. But the one, the main one, the one that the main star, she don't show up to like 12, 1 o'clock, cause you know, when she come in, ain't nobody making no more money. You're not hitting her. I don't care how much dollars you flare at her. She see money all day long, so your little couple little ones, not impressing her. Number 2, fine, but think they ugly. You know, that's called insecure. The girls is fine, but they don't think they really that fine, or they, you know, they got this little chip on their shoulder. You're not hitting them either. Because, you know, they feel like, oh, he only want me because I'm ugly. No, I want you because you're fine, but you think you're ugly.
Wiggle. Niggas be trying to play on you.
And number 1, the hardest woman to fuck. Ugly, but think they fine. You know, them ugly girls, they think they the shit. And you holler at them because you like, man, she easy. She ugly. I can get this one. And she turn your ass down because she thinks she fine. And you like, chick, you know you not. Nah.
How you figure somebody ain't fine?
That's I mean.
You gotta like what they like.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But this list was by at Devontae_S on Twitter. So shout out to him for this list, this top 10 list.
He's foolish.
So Queen Jern, what you feel about this list? Do you feel like it's any?
I mean, it ain't much truth to it. I mean, if you got a decent upbringing, you might be a little more likely to, you know what I'm saying, hold yourself in a high enough regard that you aren't just throwing your stuff out there to the people. But I mean, some people go through a whole phase. It don't matter whether you any of those people on the list. You might just feel like, hey, I want to go and
what's
see
a whole phase?
About. I mean. People say they experience where they want to be with different people. So they're not trying to be in a relationship. Most of the time it comes from being hurt by somebody that you trusted and you let yourself be vulnerable for. And then you just like, fuck niggas. And you just do just that. Fuck niggas. And therefore, you run through a string of them.
Is that productive? Like having a whole phase?
Hey, it just depends.
I guess you're finding yourself.
Yeah, I mean, or you just doing some stuff that you feel like you want to do to get back at somebody or get yourself feeling like you deserve whatever. Some people learn from it. Some people bounce back. Some people make that a lifestyle. Who knows? It all is up to the person who's in that particular zone. But that's another reason why you should be very careful as to how you deal with people and be honest with the people that you choose to deal with. Because some people may think that, you know, y'all run around telling people that you love them and all kind of shit. And you know you don't really care for the people like that. Then the person think they got something going on with you and you don't. Then you break their heart and then they might be out here in these streets just turning up. Mm. Just being reckless with themselves. But, you know, some people, you say people look good, don't look good, got certain type of jobs. It's a whole lot of people. It's a mixture of all of that be playing hard to get or think they too good for a nigga just simply because of the fact that niggas ain't shit. So if you run up on somebody and they at a certain place in their day and they don't feel like you worthy of their time, they may not fit in none of them categories, and you still can't smash.
Damn. So, fellas,
step your game up.
Step your fucking game up. Ladies, step your fucking game up. Quit letting these homeless-ass, bum-ass niggas ask you for $4 to get the phone number and shit. Don't do that.
Whatever. Ain't nobody got my number. Niggas just mad.
Speaking of niggas being mad, Dave Chappelle just released a special on Netflix. I think it came out last week or maybe the week before that. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I didn't. You didn't send me a link.
It's on Netflix. I don't have to send you a link.
Okay. You should have told me.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
You could have watched it with me when I asked you if you had anything else for us to watch.
Oh, I already watched it. And, I mean, it wasn't that good for me to watch twice. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know.
I don't know because I didn't watch it.
Yeah. But a lot of people talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's Dave Chappelle. A lot of people love Dave Chappelle. I'm a fan of Dave Chappelle. But lately his comedy hasn't been comedying for me. You know, it hasn't been really funny. It's just been, you know, more, it seemed like he's trying to push buttons and stuff. And this latest one wasn't any different. It was called The Closer. And he basically, I'm not saying he attacked the LGBTQ community because he's a comedian. Comedians are not supposed to be taken seriously, but we live in a culture now where everybody's taken seriously. You can't, like, when has comedians like said something that's been offensive? Now, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. I mean, but if you listen to it and you get offended, you got to understand it's comedy. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm from the stance of you can be offensive, but you have to be funny while you're being offensive. Really? If you're not funny, you're just offensive. Like, you can make a joke about, you know, rape, but you got to make it funny. If
you can't make a joke about rape.
You can.
You cannot.
If you're a comedian, you can make it funny and people will laugh. You know what I'm saying?
That's okay. If you say so, but that's not something that anybody should be.
You can make, you know, so everybody should be able to laugh at jokes if it's funny. That's one thing about comedy.
There's certain things that you shouldn't even think would ever be funny.
Like, so where do you draw the line at? Where do you stop it? Where's funny and what's not?
I mean, for me, I just feel like.
We made jokes about slavery. That's not funny, but we made jokes about it. Okay. We made jokes about being poor. It's not funny, but we made jokes about...
I mean, it's not harmful. If you're talking about... I mean, you ain't never been a slave, so if you make a joke about slavery, that's not...
I ain't never been raped either.
Okay, then, but people have.
People have been slaves.
Okay. They're not currently living.
That's
probably... They're not. So, to me, I'm just saying, as a woman, I don't think that that's something that will ever be funny to me because of the fact that it's something that... I don't take lightly. So for some people, maybe they can be offended and they're never going to see it because they're still in a certain place. Like if somebody is trans or somebody is gay, I don't know all of the terms and deviations.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Okay. If they feel a certain type of way about it, they could be offended and they could never see anything funny about it.
I got that. I understand. I mean, I get that. But my whole thing is this. With... It's not really the people that's offended, because like I said, everybody has you have the right to be offended by anything. You can be offended by what we say on this show. Your choice is, hey, I'm not going to listen to that show no more because they offended me. But to go out on a limb and say, hey, this guy needs to be canceled because he did this, I think it's a slippery slope, because then you can call for anybody to be canceled, because I could get mad because somebody, like we make jokes about black people. First of all, we already know. I want to walk this back a second. That was the whole premise of Dave Chappelle's show, was that you can do anything to niggas and still have a career, but if you offend the LGBTQ community, they can call for your head. And we've always known this to be true. Niggas' life don't mean shit. You can go on TV, go on a nigga tirade, say nigga 40 times like the nigga from Seinfeld did, his career was able to go on. Imus, he called those girls some nappy-headed hoes. He got more money. But on the flip side, if you offend the LGBT community, they can come for your head. They can get you fired. They can come for your job. And I want to know, like, you just got to know in that space, in the entertainment industry, who runs that industry.
You got to know, period. I mean, yeah. Because of the fact that the LGBTQ people... they're everywhere. So it's not even a thing of who running a community. It's they running everything. They got a monopoly on the world.
You know how they got that?
How?
Barack Obama. He empowered their, he made them into the bullies that they are. Because before Obama was president, there was nobody was scared of nothing. You could say all what you want. You could be offensive as you want. Then Obama became president and all this legislation passed, all this and that. Next thing you know, you can't do certain things no more. And it was Obama. It was all him.
I mean, I don't keep up with all the details, but even if it is, my biggest thing is the fact that people shouldn't abuse their power. And it's just that simple. If you don't have enough sense to know what you can and cannot do, like I said before, educate somebody. I'm the first one to say I don't know everything, but at the same time, you're not going to try to make me feel stupid or less than a person because I don't know something. So that's going to turn me off even more. So if I thought you were whatever before, I'm going to think you are a bigger whatever now because you didn't use that opportunity to teach me when I was willing to learn whatever it was you wanted me to know about your community. But it's like, to me, I don't like people jumping out the window and saying something is wrong just because you are offended. Don't try to rally the troops and make somebody else believe that it's an issue, because apparently the girl from Netflix, she's a strange looking white girl, and she put out there talking about something because she worked for Netflix, and I would guess she's maybe an ally, she may be a part of the community, but she wanted to make sure people knew that he was she said he was attacking the trans community,
which I don't think he was
all
attacking.
This other stuff, but it's just like in so many ways, people are extremely sensitive. And I don't know what the problem is at this point, because everybody wants a check. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be able to say somebody wronged me and yep. I now can live forever and not have to go to somebody's job. I don't know. But it's an issue for me because you can't enjoy life. And just like you said, but everybody could make all these offensive remarks, all these offensive gestures, a lot of things that are laws in various states in this country offend and oppress black people.
Yeah.
But we not
call, you call black
change.
Women a bitch any day of the week. Nobody gets upset.
Nobody cares.
You say that black bitch over there, nobody, there's not going to be no call to arms.
By any of that.
Yeah, they're going to be like, yeah. I mean, then if you get mad, look, I told you, she's that angry black bitch over there.
Exactly.
So, and that's what is going to happen. I mean,
it's always that thing. And that's not, and if you're not going to make the rules, like I always say, if there are no rules,
yeah.
if ain't no rules for everybody, and everybody doesn't have to follow the rules, there are no rules.
I saw,
throw them out the window.
I was reading, there was some missing black kids, and I didn't see no motherfucking, was a little white girl that was missing. They found
they
her dead body.
Somebody,
and Petito or whatever the fuck her name was. We had a nationwide manhunt for one white woman, but it's hundreds of missing black kids, hundreds of missing black girls, hundreds of missing black people. I don't see no shit on the fucking news. No. Oh, we're looking for her all across all points bulletin and shit. Why? Because they black. They do not value black lives.
They don't.
They don't. So
I mean, it wasn't ever intended for us to be here this long and in this larger number. So clearly,
I mean, that's why they tried to break our number. We was already here. So they trying to break our number down. Y'all quit saying that. Y'all were not slaves brought here from Africa. Stop saying that
okay,
shit.
Okay, whatever you say.
Y'all were already here. Y'all were already here. The white man came here and tried to, why not tell the people, oh, y'all came from Africa. Y'all were slaves. That's what they want y'all to believe instead of the real story. That's why they teach us their fucking history. They change the history books around to make it look like they were the fucking heroes. That's why. So stop believing y'all were fucking slaves and brought from Africa. Stop saying that. They ain't bring us here no goddamn boats. Yeah, I know they're like, where the slave boats at? It's a couple of them out there, but it ain't. It's too many of us over here for them to brought us all over here. It's way too many. Not saying the slave trade wasn't official, because we know it was real. But only 3-6% of y'all that's here, the black people that's in America, did we come from Africa. The rest of us was already here. So you can't tell me 30 million niggas came from 6% of the slave trade. No, not buying it. We were already here. We were able to blend in with the natives and all the other stuff. The black people and the natives, they had like a, we were working together, and the white man broke us all up, because they knew what they was doing, man. But I see what the white man trying to do to Dave Chappelle. I mean, like I said, I didn't think the special was funny. I thought it was more witty than funny. But at the rate he's going, pissing people off, look for some allegations to surface in about 4 weeks. I think within the next month, some woman will come out and say Dave Chappelle raped her. All this stuff. Watch. It's coming. Cause they on his ass. They and he laughing in their face and he and they, you know, they oh, we gonna cancel that. Netflix is not gonna, if Netflix felt bad about it, they never would have put it out in the first place.
Cause somebody had to watch it before they released it.
They just didn't, they even get to him the day before, the day of, and say, here you go. No, they seen the shit. They seen the previous specials. They know what they getting with Dave. They're not going to goddamn drop him or stop showing it because y'all complaining. Now, if the motherfucking subscriptions start dropping, they might think about it, but it's a likelihood they're not. They say, hey, y'all motherfuckers mad. Y'all will be mad about something in another week. We'll just weather the storm.
Yeah.
People keep watching this shit.
There's going to be some more shit that you
it's
do
gonna
like.
It's going to be some, somebody else going
to
get offended.
But I'm saying, but you might like some more shit that they got, and you're going to need a subscription to watch that.
Exactly.
So they're not concerned about this one thing that you
don't
like.
They don't give
like.
A shit.
We got 500,000 more other things on
there. Plenty of shit to watch.
Play.
If you don't like the Dave Chappelle thing, don't click on it. Yeah. It's other shit to watch. You get. I don't know if you can hide shit on Netflix, but they say hide that nigga. We're not taking the shit off because good. All press is good press. Especially in these days. Niggas talk about this Dave Chappelle shit. So Netflix ain't taking it down. So all y'all complaining and, oh, I'm going to boycott this and boycott that. Shut the fuck up. You ain't boycotting shit. Y'all niggas couldn't stop watching football. Excuse me. I'm y'all niggas.
Yeah.
I never said I was going to stop, though, because I said, hell, the players ain't stopped playing. Now, and if they would have, if the players would have boycotted and we would
have been up for y'all to watch.
And we would have had some replacement players out there, now I might have stopped watching. Like, I ain't watching these second-rate niggas play no goddamn football. Like, this is a goddamn shame. But they didn't stop. So why should I stop? I'm not going to boycott. I know you got to stand for something. And I was just like, if them niggas don't stand, I mean, well, we all know NFL players, they ain't got no backbone. They went in there, they talked all that shit about they wasn't going to take the CBA, they was going to strike and all that. Them motherfuckers walked out. They didn't have guaranteed contracts, and them hoes got an extra game to play. Y'all NFL players, I tell you, boy, God damn it.
You sick, man.
Just saying. But yeah, man, let us know how y'all feel about the Dave Chappelle thing. Are you offended by it? Are you boycotting Dave? Are you one of those people that's standing tall with Dave? Now, a lot of y'all people that saying y'all standing tall with Dave, y'all sound like cavemen. Y'all sound like you ain't evolved yet. And I don't understand either. Why the, yeah, see the gays, like, you know, I mean, listen, I'm not saying, I'm rooting for Dave because he's a black man, but I want Dave to understand that you got to get along. I mean, you can push the button envelope all you want, but when
I
had
to see how far
you
went.
When the envelope pushed back, you got something to deal with. Now, I do have a problem with Dave being this woke black man and you married to an Asian woman. Hey. Now, listen, y'all people just fighting for Dave, remember,
y'all already know how
he's not a champion of the blacks because he didn't marry black. He said he loved white women with dirty feet. He said that. So, you know,
I always say it has a lot to do with who you lay down with.
Hey.
And if you laying down with somebody that's of another ethnicity, that make me look at you through the side eye.
I mean, but you know, love is love. We're not here saying you can't love nobody
you
outside
can love
your race.
You want.
But if you but, like I always say, if you marry outside your race, I don't want to see you at the woke Olympics, my nigga.
Yeah, that's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You can't be at the woke Olympics if you married outside your race. You could be an ally, you could be part of the movement and all that. But hey, I don't need you speaking.
Don't talk too much. You don't talk.
Yeah, so that goes for you, Kamala. I don't want to see you talking no black girl. Oh, she don't even say black girl magic no more. You know
she not black.
She but y'all. Oh, the first black girl
I never
magic.
Said that, see?
Black girl magic.
You
look what she did.
You a hater. And that's the sad part. You can't stand to see nobody win.
What
that's
you mean? I love
like,
seeing
you,
people
no,
win.
No, you don't.
I don't like seeing
you like
y'all
always destroy somebody's character. It's not even. That
I didn't
easy.
Destroy her character. I don't know her personally. I just know what she told us before. And what she's told us since she's been, oh, matter of fact, we ain't heard nothing from her since she's been in office. She just, this is Kamala still here? I mean, what happened?
I mean, you keep predicting that the man gonna die and she gonna
quit, don't you put that mojo on me. I'm knock on some wood. Don't you put that on me.
That's
say
on
I,
him. That ain't on your life.
Don't say I did nothing. So let's move say? On, because we're not a political podcast.
We not.
It's TV talk time. Queen Jern, BMF happened. Are you still interested in the show?
I'm not.
It's falling off.
Yeah. It's just like every other thing, gangster. I don't see anything.
Hey, bro.
It's just horrible. Like, the people ain't the best actors.
The storyline starting to be stupid.
Fall apart. Like, y'all trying to sell dope out of people's food truck, and like, y'all ain't moving that much weight to come where on, y'all man. Doing and then all look, that.
Why would you want to sell dope out of a food truck at a factory? Like, how much dope could you possibly sell at a factory?
You might be getting $200.
I mean, how many workers work at this factory?
It don't even matter if all the workers on there is fucked up and they snorting powder. And
they got to know something at the job. Like, yo, why the fuck after lunch everybody be goddamn the productivity either be up or down? Like, I guess if they selling coke, then niggas is working their ass off after lunch. They like, wow, we ain't never seen this much going after lunch. I don't know what's in it. Whatever's at that food truck. Y'all need to keep going there because we getting a whole bunch of work done. No.
So I don't know what that's all about, but we'll see if it does anything else, if it turns up. But for right now, it ain't working for me.
Big Meech and them, they work for Wood Harris. I don't know, I can't remember his character name, but he basically told them, he got wind that they was trying to do their own thing. So he said that he needed all his money in 6 days or and it was a problem. And
he chopped down a day or two.
And he chopped it down because he caught them in the strip club. And, you know, so they came with his money. But when they came up to him, when Meech came to pay him, he knows that Buddy was a junkie and shit. Like, Buddy was out there high as fuck, and he looking like,
and
you know,
snorting powder,
rule number one, never get high on your own supply. And that's what this nigga and they're doing. And you know, so he just trying to keep them.
And everything.
Yeah, he trying to keep them on the titty, keep them under his thumb. And, you know, that's what's going on. Still haven't found out. Well, Meech hasn't found out who shot Terry. I mean, we know it was Lamar, because Lamar is now leader of the 12 Street Boys. Because all he basically fucked up. Well, one of them dead. J-Mo's dead. The guy that they was the second to J-Mo, Lamar beat the shit out of him, then ran up on him in the hospital. And
Basin told him to run.
Basin beat him up again, grabbed him by his broken jaw, told him, hey, once you get from the hospital, you're going to leave from here and never come back. So now Lamar got the 12th Street Gang under his thumb. So
they do him like Scar.
Yeah, he did him like Scar and Mufasa. Exactly. I mean, was it Mufasa?
No, it was
Simba. Yeah, he's treated him like Simba and told him to get the fuck out of here. And, you know, the mom, Meech went and paid the mortgage. And
the mom was mad. The daddy was mad.
Daddy was mad once he found out he went down there.
And yeah. They could do what they want to do up now.
And he went down there to make a payment, and they found out that the payment was made. And I'm like, bitch, nigga, why you mad?
Like, you just supposed to
say that fucking alone. Money. I wouldn't even say shit. I would put that money in my fucking pocket and kept it fucking moving. Like, well, shit, I got me an extra $300-$500, whatever the mortgage was.
But he was mad because he thought it was a pastor.
Yeah, he thought it was a pastor. He thought pastor who was Snoop Dogg. He thought that the pastor and his wife had something going on because he was watching that the way the pastor was holding his wife's hand. So he figured that the pastor gave her the money for the church and what she had to do to get that money. But it was goddamn like, your son.
So.
And please, don't ever have Snoop as a preacher again. That was the most unbelievable. I mean, he looked like a crooked-ass preacher that would fuck your old lady. I would give him that. But as far as a pastor, not buying it.
Not believable.
Not at all.
He said his granny said he was going to be a reverend. That's what he said in the song.
And then I heard in real life, they said they had a hard time getting Snoop to stop smoking weed while he was shooting the scene. Snoop fucking dog, you know what you fucking getting. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, he didn't have that much of a pod, so he couldn't smoke weed. I mean, couldn't stop smoking weed for 10 minutes.
I guess not. I guess not to get that scene right. I don't know. They said he was smoking too much damn weed on set. So, but yeah, BMF, it's not that great of a show. I'm going to go ahead and, I mean, I don't know what y'all people watching. I mean, it's watchable, but it's not nothing that, you know, you have to watch. I mean, check it out if you're a fan of the BMF, the story. But this show, this ain't it.
It ain't.
This ain't it. I mean, back to the drawing board. Hopefully, it's getting worse as it goes on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like.
It's like the storyline is dragging.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we
want to get to it.
Yes, get to like, how many episodes is this going to be? Are they trying to stretch this for more than one season?
And they don't need to do that.
They don't need to do that.
Because they are not that interested.
Exactly. Because this right here, I mean, y'all need to fast forward 10 years or something. Because this shit is taking too fucking long to get into. And it's making the people restless. The natives are getting restless. And we about to stop watching this shit. Or we're going to be throwing tomatoes at the screen the whole time we watching.
How many more of these episodes they got?
I hope 7. I hope it's only 10 episodes.
So which one we on?
3. This was just the third one.
Oh, no.
So we still got 7 more to go.
Let's hope not.
So this is going to have to pick up because this shit is dragging.
Yeah.
I need some action. I mean, I get the start. Yeah, you're using too much of the storyline at the startup. Like, I mean, Big Meech and them, we got a long way to go before these niggas get locked up.
Yeah.
Grown ass men. I mean, what the fuck? I don't want to see season two of this. Yeah. Wrap this up in one, B.
Yeah, got to.
Wrap this up in one. We don't want to see two seasons of this bullshit. So, yeah, man. That's the BMF recap. I know y'all like, damn. Yeah, that wasn't a glowing review because this show, it took a major step back. It wasn't, nah. This ain't
it. It's not.
It's getting bad. But we did check out The Wonder Years. How did you feel about that show?
It was all right.
It's the remake. It's not a remake. It's a... What you want to call it?
Well,
you
might say, or whatever.
Yes, you might as well call it a spinoff of the original Wonder Years. This one takes place in 1968, Alabama. I forgot which city it was in. I don't think they said what city, but it was somewhere in Alabama. This follows the life of, I think his name, starting with a D.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle is the narrator.
So he ain't the little boy.
That's him as a child, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's
who. So is his name Donald in the show?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's who's the voice, the grown person.
His name might be Don. I don't know. I can't remember what his name is. It's something with a D. It's him, his family. It's him and his sister. They live in, like, you know, a little black neighborhood.
They had an older brother.
They do?
The oldest brother was fixing the liquor at the little house party, and then when he got old enough, he was elevated.
Oh, so they got three kids.
Yeah.
One of them not in the house no more. And I basically... kind of similar to Wonder Years, but the first couple episodes, I think it was right around the shooting of Martin Luther King. So the white people was treating them real differently, and they was using it to their advantage and getting free stuff and just, you know, coping mechanisms. White people was real, you know. Now, I don't believe these are white people in Alabama that we gave a fuck.
They didn't give a, yeah.
Because I don't think they would have gave a fuck if Martin Luther King died. They probably was like, okay, I mean, I'm not going to let you give you an A on this paper. Just because
Martin, that's supposed to be on your mind?
Yeah. Oh, I know you got a lot on your mind. And maybe these were just good teachers. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, the lady was hugging him and all.
Yeah, hugging him and there. She wasn't scared to touch him or nothing. You know, this was, you know, he drank out of a water fountain. Some white people was about to get some water behind him. They're like, oh, yeah, nah, right. Nigga didn't drink out this motherfucking water fountain. I ain't going to get it. So that's the type of temperature they living in. What you think about the show?
I mean, it was all right because I didn't watch The Wonder Years, so I don't really have much to compare it to. So, I mean, I saw the commercials. I knew it existed, but that wasn't my show. So, it's all right for what it is.
It's better than BMF?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, me clipping my toenails is probably better than BMF at this point.
So, please check out this show. It has the daughter from the one that played the replacement daughter in Black Lightning, the replacement Jen, when she went into the nanosphere and whatever, came back dark skin and all this stuff with dreads. Like, I was like, how'd she go up in space with, you know, a short haircut and then come back with dreads and whatever, whatever. So, no, matter of fact, I think she went up normal and came down when she cut her hair. But it doesn't matter. They use her, like I said, Don Cheadle. Dulé Hill is the dad. The mom is, I can't say her name, but she's...
I don't know why, but I think he's cute.
Who? The dad. You think Dulé Hill? I think the mom's cute, so we're even there.
Okay.
I mean,
he ain't like ghost cute, but he's cute. I could get with the little working man. Look he gives. He gives me that.
Yeah, he reminds you of the dad from one of the years. He don't say too much. He's not
be cool.
Yeah, be cool. That's is his thing for everything, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he's not the, you know, the emotional dad or the affectionate dad. You know, he just comes in.
He does his job.
I think he's like a singer or something, or he plays the instrument.
He does
music. Because that was the whole thing. Their dad was on the radio and stuff, and he got their first little royalty check and all that.
Yeah. But it looked like he does something else because he has on a real suit. I mean, like, didn't he have like a work suit?
I don't think he had a work uniform on. I don't think so.
Okay, I feel like I saw him with something.
Yeah, but it's a pretty good show.
I'll take notes the next time I watch it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. I don't know what nights it come on because, you know, I watch it on streaming for him. So, but check out The Wonder Years, the black version. It's worth the watch. I think it comes on ABC. So give it a shot. You know what I'm saying? If you are a fan of the original.
We three episodes in and it's all right.
Three episodes in, easy watch. It's only 22 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
That's right up my alley.
And that goes in and goes out. You know, a 22-minute show, she still managed to get up and walk away. And we was on pause the other day for 20 minutes on a 22-minute show. Next thing I know, I come get her. She's got trash cans in her hand. She's just doing. I'm like, nigga, we in the middle of a damn show.
I mean, sometimes I just can't help it. It's
you can't help it.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't sit still that long. You can't. I'm doing good to be here.
Okay. So, that's all for TV Talk, people. Hopefully, next week, BMF gets better.
That's free.
And hopefully, one of the years stays all right. Well, it's time to move on to Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations for the people. Sometimes the situations are just suggested by you, the listener, and sometimes I just make them up. But before we get into these situations, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We do not claim to be actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. Hell, we ain't even got SAG cards. But every week we come here and do an improv for y'all guys. This week the situation goes a little something like this. Man asks woman, where she wants to go to eat. Everybody's been here. Fellas, y'all know the pain we go through when we ask a woman where they want to go eat. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
No pain, no gain.
Now you're representing all women here, so I expect a good show now. Let's do it right, Annie Mae. You ready?
Yes.
Action. Hey, honey, I don't really feel like cooking tonight, and I know you don't feel like cooking tonight, man. So we're just grassing. Where you want to go?
I don't know. What you want?
I mean, we do this sing and dance every time. Now you know you the one with special dietary needs. You don't eat this. Really. You don't eat that. You got to eat this on a certain day, or you just had this yesterday. So I'm just gonna throw something out there. Let's go get some Chinese food.
I don't really want no Chinese food.
You never want Chinese food, but you always ask me what I want. So what you got taste for? Like,
you could get Chinese food.
I'm not going by one place.
I want to get something from Longhorn. I want
to
try.
I'm not driving all the way across town for Longhorn. You want to drive all the way to?
You just asked me what I wanted.
Okay. You threw the ball back at my court. You volleyed it back to me, and I said I wanted Chinese food.
Well, and you know I don't want Chinese food.
Then you counter back with Longhorn. Why you want to drive all the way across Longhorn to get some chicken tenders? We can get chicken tenders from Zaxby's. It's seven Zaxby's between now and here.
It ain't nothing like that.
But still, you going to pay $35 for some chicken? Man, you crazy in your head.
And they got the best side salad.
I mean.
And sweet potato.
So, no. Yes. Find somewhere else.
No, like you just asked me what dude I
and
want.
Then you gave it back to me. I said Chinese.
So you could go to Chinese food and I ain't gonna have no food to eat.
You can eat fine. They got fried chicken at a Chinese place.
I don't eat fried chicken from a Chinese place.
Why not? What's wrong with their chicken?
Their chicken is always too hairy.
Oh my God. Everybody's chicken got hair on it.
Nah,
and the chicken,
like
first
that.
Of all, chicken don't have hair on it.
So what is that then?
That's feathers, ain't it?
Whatever you want to call it. That's shit I ain't eating.
All you gotta do is pluck it off. You don't say nothing. When you go to Publix, they got chicken. Where shopping is a pleasure. Where when you go to Publix, there be feathers on their chicken.
Not like that.
I mean, shoot, y'all be acting funny, man.
I don't want it.
Well, I'm not going to Longhorn, so you got to figure something else out. Come on.
So you really saying that
we're not driving across town? Find somewhere that's closer.
Culver's.
That's down the street from Longhorn. Next.
Sound like we're going on that side of town.
No, we're not. We're staying on. You need to find something on this side of town.
You need to be more concerned about.
You know what? I'm just going to drive to the grocery store and grab some goddamn beans and Franks. And we're going to put that on the fucking stove because you can't figure out shit without going across town. But I'm not going. I'm telling you, we're not going. We ain't got that much gas in the car.
Really?
No.
But
yeah.
You're willing to pay $35 for the food, so put $5.
Now, I'm not willing to pay $35 for no food because we ain't got the gas to give it. I'm willing to pay $5 for this can of beans and hot dogs. And we're going to do that. Because I can't deal with this.
What are you asking me then? Because you already got your mind made up.
Because I know I want Chinese food today. I know you don't want it.
Just do Chinese food. Forget it. Just forget it.
Okay,
that's good with me. Because obviously what I want don't matter. So just do Chinese
food. I mean, I was trying to extend the courtesy to you.
Give me a shrimp and egg roll. That's all I want.
Okay, fine. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. That was terrible. Queen Germs, you gave in too easy. You were supposed to act like you didn't know where we was going. Women don't ever know where they're going to eat at.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You settle.
You are the lady in the relationship.
No, I'm not.
Down to pick
I can eat
stuff.
Anything.
No, you don't. You tell a motherfucking lie. Every time I say something to you, I don't want that.
I don't. Cause
I
mean,
don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. You don't want nothing. So what do you want?
I just don't want to eat no garbage.
Okay, then. So that means you don't never want to eat.
I mean, no.
You don't never want to eat.
It's just, I mean, let's spread our variety. Like,
I got to show that women don't know what they want. Nigga.
I know what I want. I can eat Chinese food anytime.
Okay.
Anytime. But if you ask me, hey, you want some Popeyes? No. Do you
want to? You shouldn't want no damn Chinese food at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
I'd rather have that than fucking Popeyes at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Chinese food, at least they're going to make my shit fresh.
And probably not.
They are. The rice might not be the rice, but it'd be in a rice cooker.
Been there all day long. The rice and the noodles has been there all day yesterday.
It's in a rice cooker. It's in a rice cooker. I can deal with that. Day old rice is the best rice anyway.
If you say
when you make it fried rice, you don't want to make fried rice with fresh rice, but you wouldn't know that because you don't eat Chinese food.
Hey, whatever. Moving right along. And that ain't the flex you think it is.
It is. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Got some good responses last week. Everybody loved you reading A-Ball MJG. They thought it was pretty cool that you was reading Space Age Pimpin'. And, you know, so hopefully y'all can have that same feeling this week when we read these rap lyrics. I know y'all thinking, like, you just going to read some lyrics? No, we're not just going to read them. We're going to read them in our professional voice, our office voice, that voice we use when we're trying to get a job or some shit like that. You know, that's the whole gimmick over here. And this week is my turn. And it goes a little something like this. I'm from 417 Valley Hill. We got Phillips 66. Fuck a Texaco. Y'all niggas rookie. I'm professional. Bringing swag back for these niggas. Don't believe? Check my Instagram. Check the comments. Your girl in them. Got emoji faces with the hearts in them. Can't trust these women. Put your heart in them. This my year. I'm going hard, nigga. Call me the truth. That's an understatement. I prefer to call the butt naked. I like my bitches butt naked. Got weed and molly and swag for sale. Fuck, nigga, I'm not playing. Miss Lady, I'm just saying. What the pussy going for? Cause I don't mind paying. Southside nigga, now I play it. I ain't bougie. Ho, catch me at AMC 24. My slim ho, me and her in them Concords. Give these hoes a heart attack when a Southside nigga in a bucket hat with them diamond slacks. My belt be AS, my outfit be offset. And kicks calls for a double take, cause these joints ain't out yet. I couldn't wait, I had to do it. She telling me she had to do me. Passed on the pussy, got mad and let my nigga Forte do her. That was Trinidad James with his song, I think it was called Southside or some shit like that.
There's a whole lot of lyrics.
Whole lot of lyrics. Not a lot of niggas saying nothing.
Basically, I was about to say, because it didn't move me.
It didn't move me at all, and I was reading the shit. So if you like those lyrics, come back next week. We'll have some more for y'all ass. Queen Jern be reading them next week, so you know it's always fun when she reads.
I'm glad you're trying to take shots, but fuck you too.
It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals. When I go to that confessional, grab a Twitter. And bring him back to Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. So I met this guy at Winston-Salem State University on the football team. Goes by the name Carrion and his cousin T. Fair. They supposed to be cousins, but I let them run a train on me. I want to put them on blast. I'm trans and they knew. But when they see me, they act like they don't know me. What should I do? Winston-Salem State University. Queen Germ, react.
First of all, you ain't got no business putting nobody on blast about some shit that y'all did. Like, if you out here hoeing, ho, do it. But don't be mad because a nigga don't speak to you in the street. That's what they do to hoes. Like, it ain't had nothing to do with you being trans. It's the fact that they ran a train on your ass. It's just that simple. So, don't be mad. People ain't supposed to speak to you in the streets. What you want? Some recognition because people running trains on you? Like, what is your preference? Like, you want the streets to know that you want them to give you some free press. That's what you were hoping for? I mean,
she just wants some love on the yard. She was like, yo, they see me on the yard. Like, what's good? Like, yo, so y'all going to act like y'all boys went tossing me up or nothing? Like, what's good?
Lights out.
Why you can't, you speaking to all these other hoes, why you can't speak to me?
Mm-mm. You a different
type
of hoe.
Why you acting weird to me?
You a different type of hoe, baby.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, hey, kudos.
Ain't no kudos to that.
To those guys.
Because you want to put somebody's name out there. You want to
put the name out there.
Oh, because I'm trans. Nigga, you knew you was trans. They know you was trans. They cut the lights off and they did you anyway. So
when I speak to you on campus, don't act like you don't know me or nothing. Don't do that.
Come on, man.
So that I'm just saying, that's just the rule.
That ain't the rule. That ain't the rule. What's done in the dark is in the dark.
Yeah, that goes for whether they trans or not. This is a regular girl.
That's my point.
Regular nigga. You see her, don't act funny because y'all boys did that. Don't be like, oh, I can't be speaking to her, nigga. She got a bad rep. I don't want... Nigga, she fucking somebody. All right? So...
You got to know your role, baby, and play your position.
Hey, all I spoke... Why y'all like you don't know me? I said, hey, what's up? You ain't have to do me like that. Like, I ain't speaking to that.
And did. So what you mad for?
Oh,
so
well.
Now you naming names. Ain't nobody going to fuck you no more.
Hey, oh, well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
So that's what you just did.
So, Mr. What's his name? Carrion T-Fair. I'm going to look at the Winston-Salem State football roster.
Trust the belief.
I'm going to look up their football roster and see if those names are on there currently.
She's going to fuck again for a chicken box, a 4-for-4, whatever hey. it is.
Oh, well. But the word is out, Mr. T-Fair and Carrion. Y'all should have spoke to her, and you wouldn't have got this far.
And that's the thing. I don't like that shit, though.
Oh, well.
No,
it happens.
I mean, I'm just saying. Don't threaten me.
I ain't threatening you. Too late. It ain't a threat.
I gotta do X, Y, and Z to keep it on the low. Shit, you already know
all you got to do is speak to me like a human being. I probably wouldn't even air you out.
You still would have did it.
They would have been like, yo, who was that? Who was that? Oh, man, somebody in my class. Oh, I got
class with her. If that's what's in your heart, that's what's in your heart. Because you probably couldn't wait to tell somebody, oh, guess who I had over here? I had so-and-so and his cousin.
They ain't believe me. And they're like, I don't believe you. They go right there. You know, go speak. That nigga don't know you. And he played it to the left.
Uh-huh.
And she was hurt.
And now you mad.
Oh, well.
Your feelings hurt.
Oh, well.
Your ass should be hurt behind letting somebody run a train on you. Because if you say they tossed you up and you was trans, we already know what end they got you on.
Hey, they might got it from both ends.
Hey, who knows? But like I said, do you.
And
do you
done.
stop trying to be on the scene? Like, that ain't what that is.
I mean, you know, she was feeling herself, had a couple football players tap, and now they act like they don't know her, so, hey.
Football players like y'all.
I mean, it's been done for years. You might have sex with a girl, then you see her, you play it to the left, next thing you know, it's a story going around, you got a little dick, you come fast, or whatever, you burning, all this stuff. It's been going on for centuries.
Forever.
That's just what they do.
That's what people do.
Yeah, that's what people do. Like, when they get played to the left, after I done fucked you and you done played me to the left, oh, I'm upset.
And it ain't nothing to be upset for.
It is.
That was a moment in time. Your moment has passed, baby.
Nah, man, don't do me like that.
Keep it moving.
Don't do me like that.
You sound like a soft nigga over there.
Just saying. I don't blame. Don't blame at all.
Sound like Cottonelle or some shit.
Hey, it is what it is. You best start. All you had to do is speak.
It won't cost you nothing to speak. That's the thing that you won't understand. It won't end there. Because if it's in you, you would take that
it was
help.
In. Hey, you know what was in you?
Was.
My dick was in
it
you.
It was.
So all I got to do is speak. All I got to do is speak to you now.
If I don't speak, then it's okay.
Okay,
that's like
fine.
Like a broad don't want to speak to you. Now you mad.
Yeah.
Oh, you wasn't saying
I'm
that
I'm
when
spray
your head
right
was
here.
In my lap.
Yeah, I'm going to lay on.
Nigga, please.
You know she sucked dick, right? That's why I yelled across the yard. You know she sucked dick, right?
Exactly. Now you old pussy ass nigga, cause you wanna be acting like.
Hey,
okay,
all you had to do was speak to me, baby. I wouldn't have had to take it there. That's all. Speak to me.
Yeah, it was easy to suck your dick.
Made me
that's,
know I was
that's
a human.
All it was. That's
made me just let me know I was human. I ain't tell you
the
had to. You ain't have to run up, give me the hug and all that. I acknowledge me. That's all I wanted was
and
acknowledgement.
You don't need that. You don't need all that.
Apparently, I do.
If you did what you did and the shit was memorable,
yeah,
then I might have acknowledged you. But I ain't acknowledge you, so keep it
now,
moving.
Now what we did is remember, because everybody fucking know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
But who looking like what?
Hey, I know everybody in the locker room looking at old Carrion and T-Fat now, like, is it true or not, my guy? And they on the defense right now. They might be on offense on the football team.
Whatever.
But they ass playing defense in that locker room, because they got some questions being asked.
Hey.
So if y'all like those kind of confessions, go check them out on Twitter, man. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah. My keep it 100 is just in time for homecoming. Homecoming season is right here at the door in the middle of the pandemic. Everybody talking about it's the big comeback. Just make sure that homecoming don't turn into home going.
100.
Because it's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on out there. The food is going to be out in the open. You got all the clubs. Everybody is finna be turned up. The games is gonna be lit. The parades is gonna be going on. So just be careful. You can't take so many pictures with your mask on. So I know everybody gonna be unveiling.
Ain't nobody wearing no motherfucking mask at homecoming. Them shits is coming the fuck off. My best advice to y'all: do not open your house up to anybody coming to visit for homecoming. Shut your shit down. Do not let any visitors come into your home, because once they go out in these streets in these COVID soups, they bringing the shit back to your house. So no, you cannot come to my house for homecoming. I'm sorry. My house is not open for homecoming. No guests. Okay? You cannot come. I'm sorry. You got to get you a room. Airbnb. Stay with somebody else. You're not staying here. Okay? That's not even my keeping 100.
And it's not. But you took mine, so I'm
going to take it. I just added on to it.
Okay.
I wanted to bring it home.
Okay, bring it home with yours.
My keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. Over the past week, I noticed something on the interwebs. I was privy. People on my timeline. I didn't know podcasters had beef. I thought this was just, you know, everybody does their own thing. But I noticed over the past 6 months that a lot of podcasters got beef.
100.
I recently saw some podcasters beef with another podcaster because they did their show and the guy didn't. He stepped away from the mic for a couple minutes, and they got upset. And this was 3 weeks ago now. They were still talking to this person, and then they released the episode bad-mouthing the person after talking for 3 weeks. And then this person fires back a video about them, talking shit about them. And I said, God damn, y'all niggas keep some shit going on. They beefs be better than they shows.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
Some of these niggas' podcast beef be better than their shows.
That's like, what they might be trying to lure you in.
They show should just be podcast beef.
You think so?
It should just be.
That's what they seem to do the best.
It seems like they get down when they doing it.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm glad I stay above the fray. I don't fuck with I don't have no problem with none of these niggas because I'm not with all the back and forths. And
I just think they be on some whole shit.
My whole thing is none of y'all niggas stop what the fuck much. I'm doing.
I mean, but I don't understand.
So that's why I don't feel like I can let somebody come in my space and bother what the fuck I got going on.
I don't understand how. I mean, unless they doing more than what they need to be doing, because a nigga ain't helping me make no money or some shit. Like,
what's
going on?
These niggas ain't never met each other.
Y'all emotional about this shit.
Exactly. These niggas be like, oh, y'all fam, all bro, like Dolomite said, we're not friends. None of us have met in real life. We're not friends. We're co-workers. We are, what you call this, somebody beside you?
Yeah, your co-worker. Colleagues.
Colleagues. That's what the fuck we are, okay?
Yeah, we don't have to have
Why the fuck are y'all beefing with each other? Shut the fuck up and do your goddamn show.
But that's what I don't understand, because it's like it goes so hard. It goes to the left so quick. Like, it just be like, okay, how did we get here?
How did we fucking get here is what I want to fucking know. I got mad love for all the podcasts out there. I don't beef with not a single one of y'all. You know why? Because you're not in my way. You're not stopping me. You're not stopping me from recording. You're not stopping my shine. You guess what? It's enough ears out there for everybody. I don't need to hate on you to make my show better. I don't need to shit on you for views. And I don't go live to air somebody out. No, that shit fucking stupid.
I guess they like the oohs and ahs, and then the people might tune into their show. Because
you think about it, you probably get more attention that way than you do on your show. So therefore, you like, well, shit,
I do
a show about mental health or something, nobody listens, but I get on here, call Big Smash out, I'm like, yo, Smash, you a bitch-ass nigga, fuck you, I hate your show and this shit, my shit buzzing in, what? No, that ain't the way to do it. And I just use him for example, I'm not really saying fuck that man, you know what I'm saying, I don't want nobody to report, hey, nigga Jern said, fuck you, Smash, you a bitch-ass nigga. I'm not talking about him per se, I just use him for example. So people, podcasters, stop with this beef and shit. This shit is whack.
It ain't doing what you think it's doing.
It's very counterproductive. I don't want to listen to... I mean, you got too much shit going on. I'm only going to listen to your show for the bullshit. Y'all doing all this for our excitement, our enjoyment. But at the end of the day, y'all losing relationships with people that y'all was really cool with.
So you say. Because if we really cool, we ain't even got to do all that. Especially not for the public.
Exactly.
Like, if we did need to talk.
If you got my number, call me.
Yeah.
Inbox me if you ain't got my number. Don't make a live about me talking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't that serious.
Like I said, I didn't know the podcast had this much beef, man. That shit is wild to me.
They trying to be on VH1.
I guess. Pod and hip hop.
Must be.
Love and podcast. Y'all think y'all get a show behind this? No, you're not, motherfucker. Niggas just gonna stop listening to y'all. Winner or loser time, Queen Germ. You got any winners?
Yes, my winner this week is Miss Viola Roberts Lampkin Brown.
Winner.
She's in Virginia, and she celebrated her 110th birthday. And I think it's, you know, quite an accomplishment. She's has been listed as one of those super centennials. And in Clark County, Virginia, they are now proclaiming her birthday, which is October the 10th, as the national, well, their city's Viola Roberts Lampkin Brown Day. So she's now Black royalty at the age of 110.
She got a long-ass fucking name. How many times you been married, Miss Viola Lampkin Brown, Simpson Jones?
Now you married.
How many goddamn times you been married?
She's been here 110 years. She outlived all her husbands, and she deserved to have another one if that's what she wanted.
She must have been a hellraiser. She outlived all her husbands.
She did, baby.
Hey, she been a hellraiser.
And she looked like she ain't even that old now.
Mm. That's but what's up. Shout out to her, man. Super centenarians.
I said it the first time.
Yeah, that one.
I said it right the first time.
Shout out to them. I had an uncle living to be 105.
Who did?
My uncle, he lived to be 105.
Yeah.
One of my granddaddy
uncles.
My mama
lived to be 102.
Yeah. So, you know, when they get that old, good gracious, that's amazing. I mean, I say I want to live to be 100.
I don't.
But I don't think I want to live to be 100. I don't. I mean, you know, it would be nice.
I thank the Lord.
But then I just start thinking about how shit stopped working. Like, I'd be like, damn, 30 years ago, my goddamn dick was still getting hard. Now this motherfucker ain't moved in years.
It might, y'all.
You're pissing off, man.
I mean, nowadays, everything going to work till you leave here. These did all the pills and gadgets these people
I'm
got.
I'm talking about naturally. Hey, I mean, I'm sure they give you a pill for anything.
Hey, somebody get a little good suction cup on that thing. They'll get it right for you. Get it right on back up.
Man, shit. I guess you get a certain age, you don't even think about that shit no more.
You do.
No, you don't. You think somebody, you're like.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it. I don't.
You think like.
I don't.
I mean, I'm just saying like somebody like.
My parents probably still have.
I'm not. I wasn't even going to go there. I was just going to say somebody that age. I wasn't going to think about your parents. I don't think your parents still
do
it.
They do.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't. How you know? Speak up.
I'm just saying.
Let it be known then.
I'm just saying.
How do you know?
I think they do. I know they still like each other. They feel on each other. So, hey, why would we not have sex? Like, if you've been doing it for all these years, like.
Because it stopped working.
It. Like I said.
You don't understand. When you get.
I know niggas who getting prescriptions right now for testosterone and other type of things.
Okay.
So, if you 70-something. Because
they say, when you a certain age, your
sex drive. So, that means that we ain't having sex every day, but we probably having sex at least 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah, your testosterone will go down. That testosterone will make you want to.
Exactly. It makes your sex drive.
Yeah. So,
I know people who 70 years old who got a prescription for testosterone. So, what else do you want it for?
Hey, man.
Okay,
then. Got to keep up them youngins, I guess.
So, I'm just saying. It's a possibility.
70 year old. I ain't gonna have sex when I'm 70.
You gonna have sex if you with
shit.
Me. Shit. I'm gonna ride the fuck out your face.
No, you ain't. I'm saying, okay. You better get away from me, woman. I'm be running. I'm like, you better get away from me.
Watch. Shit. Watch and see.
70 years old. I'm like, look, hey. Cause they say that's what happens in the at the little homes and shit. Like the women's
the
sex drive still be up and the men's be down. So they just be like, leave me alone. And the old ladies like, come on, man, get this. And they just be up there terrorizing the old men.
Well, you going to give that thing up.
Damn.
You going to give it up.
Well, my winner goes a little something like this. I told y'all niggas. So what happened? Somebody just sold, an artist returned 2 blank canvases titled Take the Money and Run. He got $84,000. The money was supposed to be used to create modern art, and it was, but not in the way a Danish museum expected when it gave an artist the equivalent of $84,000. In return, it received 2 empty canvases. The artist, Jens Honning,
winner,
says the blank canvases make up a new work of art titled Take the Money and Run that he calls a commentary on poor wages. One thing is not, he says, is a theft. He said, so the museum said it's a breach of contract, and the breach of contract is part of the work, he said. And then Hanny said, the work is that I have taken their money. But the museum is not happy with his explanation, but that hasn't stopped it from displaying the 2 canvases as part of his exhibition called Work It Out, which explores people's relationships with work. So you're my winner, Mr. Jens Honning. for getting this 84,000. Because, hey, once they displayed the shit, oh, that let me know you was happy, bitch. You ain't getting shit back. So shout out to him. Hey, now motherfuckers are selling blank canvases, invisible statues. I told y'all I was going to spark something. So he is my winner this week.
I need to go on and get me a fancy name and throw some blank shit up on the wall.
This shit blank as fuck and got people staring at the motherfucker.
Like, what you supposed to see that? You would do better off with a fucking mirror. Am I really seeing something with a damn...
That could be your art. You could put a mirror up there and the person is whatever they see. You could be like, hey, well, what do you see? Well, I see that. There you go. Man, so shout out to him, man. That's how y'all got to do it. Take the money and run. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
This week, my loser is got to be Wendy Williams.
Loser.
They say her show is going to go on without her. So they're going to have some guest hosts.
It can't be called the Wendy Williams Show.
And that's the thing I said. But apparently, they're going to figure out something. But the show is going on.
You can't call this the Frocast without me.
Yeah. Or me, for that matter, now. I'm saying I'm in here now. The people have recognized it. I mean, whatever.
I'm a staple of the Frocast.
If you want to be.
Yeah, it's only been like a couple episodes I ain't been on.
Okay. A handful. But I was the same person who, when before this was even something to want to do, I was passing out flyers and putting shit on people's cars. So
nobody's discounting the work you did. There wasn't even no Frocast then. So
whatever it was.
I said the Frocast. Okay. Not Nappy Afro.
Okay, all that. All that.
Finish your loser. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you would stop talking so much.
You want to go back and forth with me? Just
whatever.
Let me say what I
so
get
I
my shit
what
off.
So I said what I said, and I said Wendy Williams is my loser if her show is really not going to continue with her on it. So that's what I said.
Think if you had a Steve Harvey show with no Steve Harvey. The Oprah show with no Oprah.
But they said it's going to be guests.
Ellen,
so
no
I don't
Ellen.
Know until maybe they got to work out some contractual agreements to figure out how she going to get back in there. But, you know. They might have some demands for her to get her shit together so that they can let her come back. So we'll see how that plays out. But for right now, she's my loser.
Well, my loser is Jon Gruden.
Loser.
A.K.A. Chucky, A.K.A. the former head coach of the Los Angeles Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders. They changed cities so fucking much in my lifetime. Gruden got fired not because of the Raiders' record. No.
Well, I think he retired. I mean,
he resigned.
Yeah, so say it right now. Don't say the man got
he
fired.
He got fired. They forced him out. But, you know, they don't make, they say, they let white people say they resigned or we came to a mutual agreement. All that good jargon to say, motherfucker, your ass got fired. The Raiders was undefeated. I think they lost 2 games in a row. So I think they 4-2 now. And Gruden got fired. Why is the coach getting fired at 4-2? Because of some emails that he sent when he was working for ESPN. He wasn't even a Raiders head coach when he got fired. A couple emails came out. One,
he was... the emails.
Huh?
You said when he got fired, he was the coach when he got fired.
Oh, he wasn't the coach when he wrote the emails. Yeah, when he sent the emails, he was not the coach. He was working at ESPN. So he sent some emails talking bad about Demaurice Smith. He called him Dumb Morris. He said something about the man lips or something like that. He had big lips. He also said stuff about the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, called him the F word, said he didn't know about football, said he felt bad for Jeff Fisher for having to draft a gay player. He criticized the woman referees. You know, real piece of shit. But you know, he
timing
got fired.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Because back then, it wouldn't have got no looks. And you know it.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't in an era where people
10 years
were,
ago now. This email's from 2011.
So who made sure that shit was still on the computer?
Whoever. I think he emailed somebody who used to work for the Redskins. They were called the Redskins at the time. So that's why I said that, for anybody to get offended. He got into some trouble, and I guess he saved these emails, and I guess he bought him down with him. You know how white people do. They ain't going down by themselves. That's one thing I can't say about niggas. Niggas will take that L. But a white person, they ain't never taking no L. Them niggas are not going out by themselves. They like, nah, I'm bringing somebody with me, goddammit. We all gonna lose our goddamn job. So, got Jon Gruden fired for some shit he said over a decade ago.
He could have changed. That's what his little thing should be.
Yeah, too late now. They don't want to hear that shit. Antonio Brown said that when he was with the Raiders, and they cut him before the season started. He said, hey, man, this nigga racist, this and that. Nobody wanted to believe Antonio Brown. But now, all this came out. Maybe Antonio wasn't telling the truth. Maybe he really did have a frostbite on his feet or some shit like that. This nigga said.
Lord have mercy.
That nigga was crazy, man. But just to give y'all a little. John Gruden won one Super Bowl with Tony Dungy players. That was like 19 years ago. I think it was in 03 or some shit like that. But this is since he went 45-51 with Tampa Bay. He's gone 22-31 with the Raiders. He has no playoff wins in 10 seasons since he won that Super Bowl. So, John Gruden's out of job. You're my loser. And people, watch what you say in fucking emails, okay?
No.
Because the motherfucker that you sent some wild shit to in the email, he saved that shit.
You don't send nobody no email. That's the thing. You dumb as fuck if you send somebody some shit like that in an email. Emails at your job, always on the up and
personal,
up.
This is a personal email.
Well, even if it's a personal email, why the fuck is y'all not having a conversation at the bar? Like, why are we doing all this here, sending messages back and forth? That's silly.
We learned a valuable lesson, people. Talk shit to somebody in person. And, you know, don't talk shit in black and white because
it's always coming back.
It's a hard copy of that.
The shit will never leave.
Learn.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. But I guess back then you didn't think about it.
Yeah, because you were thinking like, it's never going to get out.
And if it did, you probably figured that it would get buried. Nobody's going to care.
And motherfucker, it did. And your ass and lost a job. Yeah, nigga was getting paid, too. $100 million or some shit. They were paying this bitch-ass nigga a lot of fucking money to be the coach.
$100 million.
And he blew this shit. You can't get a job nowhere else. Nobody else is going to hire you.
And they ain't going to pay you that kind of money if they did.
You untouchable now, so what the fuck are you going to do?
Just for a little while.
He is white. He has a complexion for the protection.
Yeah. Next season, he'll be back on somewhere.
No, he won't.
He'll be somewhere now.
Not in the NFL. Not with that kind of talk. You said something about the commissioner. He ain't not late because the commissioner has a gay brother. So you talking stuff about gays, you're not going to fly with Roger Goodell. He's not going to let that shit go. You know, you call Roger Goodell the F word. What? Oh, you're done, my guy. You're done.
So he ain't gay?
Who, Roger Goodell?
Uh-huh.
No, he's not gay.
Mm.
His brother is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're my loser, John Gruden.
But you just said that somebody could call you a nigga every day for $1 million.
For $100 million? $130 million? Yes, you call me nigga for a whole every day for a year. As long as you don't put your hands on me. You can say, hey, nigga, you changed that oil yet? Yes. Hey, nigga, you dropped that chicken yet? Yes. Hey, nigga, you delivering the packages? Yes. Hey, nigga, you going to teach your class? Yes.
I'm sick of it.
Yes, nigga. Yes.
I'm sick. I can't take anymore.
Well, looks like we cleared everything off on the docket. I got to know, Queen Germ. You have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, CG24, Texas T, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, Stacks, Mad Static, MJ Money 9S. Shout out to 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Bracer, for everybody at Dr. Bracer Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got a disrespectful motherfucker, MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis. I'm something else of the Power Lunch Hour Podcast. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Big Smash, Bet the House. Shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. Shout out to Dale P, Man Cave. Shout out to Ringo, We Need to Talk. Shout out to the Ladies Lair Podcast. Shout out to So Problematic Podcast. Shout out to the Cool Out Corner, my dogs Pork and Ale. Shout out to them. Shout out to the Tackless Know-It-Alls. Any other podcast that fuck with us. Shout out to everybody over that site, Doc Claw and all the gang. Shout out to Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us. Oh, excuse me. Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. It's time to rate your show.
So, you know, we started out with the dog barking, then, you know, had to...
All that was edited out.
It was? Oh. Well. I'm going to rate my show. So, I'm going to give it a 9.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with a 10-16. No, I'm, matter of fact, I'm going with... I don't know. I'm going to rate it a 0. Not because it was a 0 show, but that's how many points I want the other team to score this week when we play them. All right? If we get 3 straight donuts on the board, I'd be happy. Because nothing would make me happier than putting a donut on the board for those guys. That shit would make my fucking day.
I bet it would.
So that's why I'm going with 0. All
right. 0 it is.
0 it is. Well, we got our ratings. We did our shout-outs. We did the show. It's time to close out with some pandering. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast. Don't forget about the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Man, it's that simple. I mean, if you're a Patreon, you might can win a shirt, which we're giving one away in the post show. But y'all not going to hear that on the regular show because y'all not Patreon.
And if you are, your name might be called.
Your name might be called, so go check the post show to see if your name got called. On behalf of everyone at NappyAfro.com offices, this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, the most illustrious podcast on Nappy Afro Network. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com